Elliot Friedman, finally finding the time to join our show. Friedge, how are you, man?
Well, wait, Cebulski. So you call me to come on this morning, and then you take a run at me before I get on the air? Like, what is that?
I am just pointing out that people should avoid you on the roads.
Well, why? Do you got a history of bad driving, Elliot, on the road?
No, I'm a very aggressive but constant driver.
An Easterner. That's an Ontario. That's a Torontonian right there.
That's right. I may or may not be shaving while we do this.
Well, that's okay. I think we've got a new product coming, don't we? The Harry Razor is about to be a sponsor of this show. So as long as it's one of those products, we're okay with this.
Actually, it is. I have to tell you, it is.
Winning already.
That's a win for everybody. Well, you usually can see things coming. Did you wake up this morning with any inkling that Gerard Gallant would be gassed in Vegas?
No, Perry, not today. You know, as a matter of fact, I just tweeted it out. I'd been working on a story that I think that they were talking about an extension. And obviously things, I don't know when that exactly changed, but I mean, I knew that there was frustration in Vegas with the way they were going. They should be better than they are. But, you know, you take a look at it. I mean, 2 years ago, he coached one of the most improbable seasons ever. And last year, they went out in the first round on one of the craziest endings ever. Like, I didn't think about that. Like, you know, the idea that Gallant would be the guy who would go for all of this, I have to tell you, I didn't see it coming. And I was as shocked as anybody else was this morning.
So why then? I mean, let's try to put a method to the madness here. Is it just simply based on the record, or is there something behind the scenes here, Friedge?
Well, I mean, you have to ask that question right now, right? We're always wondering if something happens, what's the reason or anything like that. I don't see, as far as I know, there's nothing nefarious here, James. I think it's purely a performance reason. They have a very demanding owner. There's no question about that. Bill Foley has a high standard for what he expects from his team. And, I think he's a very demanding guy. The team was really struggling. I know they've been looking for a defenseman, a puck mover. Obviously, they haven't found anything yet. I think that this is purely a performance decision, that it wasn't going. And they decided to make a change. And, I don't think Gallant is going to be unemployed for too long. I think he's held in pretty high regard out there. And, you look at Hines and DeBoer, they were both unemployed less than 40 days. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Gallant gets some of the same consideration.
Do you think this opens up the doors for some owners, and this is a new owner and Foley, to go, okay, my expectations are to win or nothing, to pull the trigger? Because what has it been now, seven coaching changes?
Record's 11. We're at 7 now.
Well, give us another month or no and see. But, because it doesn't make hockey sense. But if it's all about expectations, my goodness, I don't know if he had plans to win a Stanley Cup. But do you think other owners look at this at some point, Elliot, and go, well, it's not going to be crazy anymore. Other guys have been let go in better situations than we're in.
Well, I think so. And the other thing, Perry, too, is that what I think exacerbates it all is that you have really good candidates who are available. Like, I don't know how many times the quality of guys who are on the sidelines has been as high as this. Because normally all the best guys have jobs, right? And now you've got a lot of really good coaches. Like there's no question in my mind. Like, does this happen if Peter DeBoer's available? Not available, I mean.
Yeah. And, Elliot, how you would know better than most. When do you think they reach out to him? Late last night? Or did they plant a seed 48 hours ago?
I got to think that this is something that was kind of brewing. I don't think these things happen in a vacuum like this. I think they're the kinds of things that get considered. I bet you it could move quickly. I bet you they ask permission. They speak to him. Are you interested? I'm sure DeBoer would be interested. That's a good team. And then you sort of work on you got to figure it out with San Jose because he's owed another year or two there. I have to check. And you kind of figure it all out. Like, one of the things, it's not unusual, Perry, for a coach to say, I'll take the job, and a team to say, it's going to kind of look like this. And a coach says, as long as it kind of looks like this, that's okay. And then they kind of finalize it later. That's not unusual.
Elliot Friedman here on Sportsnet 650. Does this open a door for Travis Green to go coach the Pacific at the All-Star game now?
Yes, I think that is possible. I think that is possible. I remember that when the day had to be finalized, you know, Vegas needed to win two games in a row to beat Travis out, and they did. But I think the bigger question is going to be who's available. Like, you know, the other guy I think would be at the top of their list for the West is Rick Tockett, for the Pacific is Rick Tockett, because they're in first place now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it would probably be one or the other. But the problem is, you know, did they make plans? I mean, the other question is there any chance Gallant would want to do it? But if the answer is no, I think it might come down to, okay, Travis, have you made plans? Rick, have you made plans? Okay, who's got no plans? And if they both have plans, I'm sure at some point they'll say, okay, we need one of you guys to do it.
You know, it's John Hines gets fired this season and quickly gets rehired by the Predators. Now Pete DeBoer fired by the Sharks, quickly rehired by Vegas. Never has there been a season where it's been better to be fired as a head coach and be rehired.
That's right.
So which teams out there would potentially look at Gerard Gallant and say, should we make a move here?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to be like he's going to be sitting for a long time unless he wants to.
Or is Seattle salivating right now, Elliot?
Well, I think Seattle would be in the mix for sure. I think they absolutely would be one of those teams. Hold on one sec. Sorry, guys. I just had to answer a text.
Yeah, no worries.
I think Seattle would be absolutely one of those teams. I think, you know, the other one, you know, Dallas wanted them. Jim Neal, he was high on Jim Neal's list. Now, they're really going. Rick Bowness has them going. They just finished off a season sweep of Colorado. I'm not sure they'd be willing to make a change. I think, you know, I mean, he's got a history with Steve Yzerman, though nobody's going to predict what Steve Yzerman's up to.
Good point. I mean, look,
he's an Eastern Canada guy. You know, I mean, like...
Bilingual for Montreal.
Montreal, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder. I mean, I don't know. I mean, geez, that's the last thing I want to do today is cause a complete brush fire. But you just wonder, like, you know, like, who knows? Like, you know, like when Claude Julien became available for Boston, and, you know, Mark Bergevin, he acted quick. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think there's going to be a lot of interest. People have a lot of respect for him. And if you think about it too, you know, you look at him and you take a look at the two ways he's been fired, it's crazy.
Well, yeah. Catch a cab and then wake up in the nation's capital. I think they're in Ottawa, aren't they? And for a guy where Elliot, everyone just says, really nice guy, good players coach. And then he's on the outside yet again.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just shows you the volatility of this business.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate this on such short notice.
Hope it was a clean shave with your hairy razor.
Yeah. Well, I'm bleeding all over the place. Not the razor's fault.
You didn't tell us what body part you were shaving.
You need a
either.
Cut, man.
Savalski, you always have to take it into the gutter, eh? That's why I love you.
That's why you don't talk to him every 6 years, right? And I understand. I got to deal with 3 hours every morning.
How you doing, James? Life good?
Yeah, life is good, man. It's busy. You know what it's like, just keeping up playing dad and you know, living the dream out here and just trying to shovel our way out of Snowmageddon right now. Hey, say hi to Steph for me over there too, okay?
All right. Take care, James. Take care, Perry.
Yeah,
see you
good
guys
to hear from you, man.
Thanks. Elliot.